The tiled facade of the historic Princess Theater in downtown Bloomington is a beautiful reminder of a bygone era. But one listener believes the top portion of the facade may be potentially unsafe. They asked our City Limits series to look into it. Sarah Vaughn has the story.
The Princess Theater opened in the summer of 1913, offering talkies and silent films of the day in a 400-seat auditorium, according to the Monroe County History Center. In 1983, it was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Princess Theater has had multiple owners over the years who have conducted numerous repairs and renovations, including a project to create apartments and retail space after a 1985 fire collapsed the auditorium. The terracotta facade has endured the decades and now has a weathered look with cracked tiles and missing grout. And to some eyes, the curvy top portion now leans forward a bit. At some point, metal wiring was installed across the top, apparently as a precaution. But could the top part of the facade fall, potentially injuring passersby below? Property owner David Howard is confident the top portion of the facade is safe, though he does not acknowledge any lean.
So there's steel anchors that have been set. Those are intact. What you do see from the face that looks alarming is the cracks. And there is one block that I would say does need, some attention, and I've actually already talked with the historic board on, repairing that.
A recent order from the City of Bloomington's Housing and Neighborhood Development Department, or HAND, is directing Howard to have the facade evaluated by a design professional. It also requires repairs to be completed in accordance with that evaluation within 60 days. Howard had already planned some repairs to the structure before the HAND order was issued. Those include a new restaurant sign and new lighting. He's not crazy about the additional expense of hiring a structural engineer to evaluate the facade. Howard says he personally laid out a lot of money to keep the building, its apartments, and his restaurant, the Village Pub, going during the pandemic. He bought out his partners, who wanted to sell the building and get new tenants. The Village Pub hasn't fully rebounded. Howard says it's seeing less than half its pre-pandemic business.
Yeah, we barely made it through the COVID aspect, and we're one of the few restaurants that were able to make it. And then coming out of it, we're getting us hit with this restoration thing.
The facade is protected by what's referred to as a preservation easement. The easement has been held by Bloomington Restorations, Inc. since 1985 and serves to protect the historic structure. Any repairs or renovations must be approved by the organization. BRI Executive Director Steve Wyatt calls the facade remarkable.
It's the only terracotta tile building in Bloomington downtown. So it really stands out as something different, something unusual, something beautiful that's worth preserving.
Wyatt says no one has expressed concerns to him that the Princess Theater facade poses any danger, but he's aware of the HAND order and has been in touch with the owner. Until the ordered evaluation is complete, we won't know what repairs will be required. What can residents do if they have concerns about a structure's safety? John Zodi is the director for the City of Bloomington's Housing and Neighborhood Development Department. He says neighborhood compliance officers routinely investigate compliance issues in their assigned areas.
So if we get that complaint or a concern about, I'm afraid this could be compromised or whatever, we'll go check it out and make a determination. We may get a hold of the owner to ask more questions. If we can see from the outset that it's unsafe or there's a noticeable issue, then we can send a notice to the owner and ask them to get back with us within a certain period of time. All that's laid out in the law. Or we can move straight to an order.
Orders can request an owner to repair, remove, or seal a structure.
For instance, like the Princess Theater or something like that has a compromising issue to it. That would be an order to repair.
There's also the city's U-Report portal, where residents can report a variety of issues across a range of categories, from sewer and sanitation to city parks to traffic and parking. The portal contains a link to report hazards, including unsafe buildings. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.